Welcome to the new All In Foods podcast from the Food Decisions Research Laboratory. Food is a defining element of our existence. Gaining a deeper understanding of what food means to us as individuals can help inform us and create empathy and appreciation for one another. This is All In Foods.
Hi, my name is Amit Sharma at the All In Foods studio of the Food Decisions Research Laboratory at Penn State's School of Hospitality Management. Welcome to our special international podcast from Shanghai, China. In today's podcast, we would like to share with you a perspective of Chinese cuisine from China. As recently reported by the Independent newspaper in the United Kingdom, Chinese cuisine is the second most popular in the world, second only to Italian pizza and pasta. Now, it should be noted there are other sources that also cite cuisine such as Thai, India, French, Japanese, Indian, and others to be amongst the most popular. Without getting into a competition, I think it's fair to say that Chinese cuisine is certainly amongst this list of popular foods around the world. But how much do we know about Chinese food? When we say Chinese food, does it mean stir-fry, noodles, spicy food, and kung pao chicken? If you have recently visited one of the so-called Americanized Chinese restaurants, you will notice the buffet is made up of a variety of dishes. Some sweet, others spicy, and some dishes with those two tastes combined. This is not by chance, but by design. What does it mean to have such variances in tastes in the same meal in China, and why does it exist? In this podcast, I'm here to talk with Chef James Chai, who's the executive chef at the JW Marriott Hotel in Shanghai, China. Welcome to the podcast, Chef. Also joining us is Ms. Ella Huang, who's the Director of Marketing Communication at the same hotel. Welcome to the All In Food Studio. And thank you for agreeing to share your insights with us. First of all, Chef, can you please tell us a little bit about you? How did you become a chef and why?
In my children's time, my father and mother is very busy.
They have no time.
So sometimes I'm maybe 10 years old. That time I'm cooking for us.
Okay.
Yes.
So out of necessity, you had to cook for yourself and for the family.
Yes.
Because your parents didn't have time to cook for you.
Yes.
Was that usual for families where men would cook? It seemed, before we were talking, you said it was usual for men. It's usual for men to cook in China.
Yes.
In Shanghai especially. Yes. Yes. Interesting. Okay.
This is our special culture in Shanghai, and most of the gentlemen should caring for family, especially take care of their wife. So they would like to take some homework instead of just a wife to do. They would like to take some part of them.
Mm. Yes.
So that's where you started to get interested.
Yes.
In being a chef. Okay.
Yeah, I love cooking. So, my first school, I chose go to the cooking school for the cooking school. I think I like this one and I love this one, so I chose this one.
Okay, so combination of necessity, the love for the family, of course, and caring, and then you wanted to be a chef.
Yeah.
Has that changed now? Meaning, do men still cook, or is it different now? Do men like to cook socially? Has it changed at all, or is it similar than as it was in the past, where men used to cook as much as women or more in Shanghai?
In Shanghai, actually, half-half.
Okay. Okay, so earlier, as you might you heard me, people don't always know so much about Chinese cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
we don't always realize there's a variety of Chinese cuisine. So can you tell us a little bit about Chinese cuisine, or you know, can we learn something from you about what types of cuisine there are and how are they different, and if or how are they similar?
Chinese cuisine and totally eight cuisines.
Okay.
Sichuan, Shanghai, Zhejiang, Guangdong, Hunan, Minnan, Anhui. And that's one?
Shandong.
Yes.
Okay. So there are eight cuisines in China.
Yes.
So let me just repeat them in case, just wanted to make sure. So you said Cantonese?
Yes.
Sichuan? Jiangsu?
Jiangsu, yes.
Zhejiang?
Yes. Fujian?
Hunan?
Anhui.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what is, are they similar or are they different? And if so, how?
Shanghai cuisine and Zhejiang cuisine and Cantonese cuisine. I think these three cuisines is rice food.
Okay.
Mainly it's rice food.
Mm-hmm.
It's not more marinate, very, very less marinate for food. They are forecast materials is fresh.
Mm.
And they like the seafood, they like the vegetable.
Okay.
So it's like the healthy food.
Okay, healthier food.
Yes.
Lighter, more subtle tastes.
Yes.
Okay.
And another one is the Sichuan, Hunan, and Anhui. And these three cuisines, the flavor is very stronger. They like the used a lot of chili. Most Sichuan
oil,
cuisine.
Oil as well.
Yes, all the food, all the restaurants use a lot of the chili.
Mm, okay.
Onion.
Yeah, and garlic. Yeah.
Strong flavor.
Yes,
very strong.
Okay.
Shandong cuisine.
The spicy flavor now is popular by all the world. Most of the foreigners also like the spicy food very much. Even Shanghainese also.
Okay.
Normally we like the sweet food.
Mm.
But now the spicy food is more and more popular recently.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you're exporting more of the Chinese, the spicy food than the lighter. Okay.
Do you like the hot pot?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I had hot pot last night.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Shandong food cuisine is very special. They like the green onion and some floss cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't like the rice. All the family don't like the rice.
Chinese cuisine without rice?
Yes.
Wow, that is not heard of.
Yes, so this is very special.
Okay.
So
some of the, so you said there are some that are lighter, more subtle, but then there are others which are more strong flavors, a little bit more oily.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there is Chinese cuisine without rice. I didn't realize that.
They like to eat,
the morning time, they like the Chinese pancake,
Pancake.
Yes.
But like
it's big one.
Size and
yes.
Put
some
eggs
and some spring onion. And some sauce, housing sauce.
Interesting.
The flavor is a little bit strong, and put some chili sauce.
Okay.
Then water. It's great food for the breakfast.
Yes.
I see.
Most of the hotel will provide this kind of the pancake.
Okay. So the flaky pancakes.
Yes.
Very special.
Very special. Mm. Okay. Oh, that was very insightful. So the other thing that I was reading a little bit about Chinese cuisine, and there is a mix of tastes. So there are some, even in the same cuisine, they mix the flavors. So the so you may think they are opposite flavors, but they are actually complementary flavors. So can you tell us a little bit about what's the philosophy behind this? Because I heard that this yin-yang is there even in the cuisine. So how do you translate that as a chef?
And a lot of chefs and prepare menu, they will be focused yin and yang. Yin in the Chinese, the means is the cold. Yang in the Chinese, the means is hot.
So it's not the hot and cold of temperature, it is the heat or cool in the food, right? It's a characteristic.
Yes, characters of the food.
Yes.
Okay.
So sometimes they prepare menu and just focus the balance. And example, the sour and the sweet shrimp is very famous food. A lot of people like this one. But
yes.
And you can see the menu, just the sour and the sweet shrimp. But the chef can prepare some paper, some pineapple, put inside, all together, wok fried for the guest.
Mm-hmm.
Because shrimp, the Chinese means is in the pineapple and the paper is hot, is yang. So we are all together can find the special balance for food.
So the pineapple and the shrimp represent the opposite.
Yes.
Or the complementary foods.
Yes.
Not opposite, but complementary foods.
Yeah, sometimes like the this one can eat, can balance health. I think this one.
Good for healthy.
Yeah, good for healthy. Yeah.
So the idea is to have a balanced taste.
Otherwise, if too hot, if too cold, it will hurt your stomach.
Yes.
Okay. So it is about having a balanced food that is also...
You can also combine the different flavor in one dish, but also healthy for your food, for your healthy.
Okay. Mm. And even the sauce is complementary, so it's sweet and sour.
Yes, sweet with sour. A lot of people, this one, the mix, a lot of people like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and salty.
Yeah,
it's very terrible flavor, so
true.
Cannot.
Right.
But the, spicy and salty can mix
together.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so that's the art of mixing
yin
and yang.
Yes.
Very interesting. And Chef, you were also saying that you can find the same similarity in Western cuisine also, in other cuisines. So you had an example earlier that, you know, you just like you eat salad and soup.
Yes. Usually the Western food, like the... cooking some set mm-hmm. menu for the guest. We can present the appetizer and the soup and the main course and the dessert.
Mm.
Appetizer, and often we choose some the garden greens
mm-hmm.
and some roots. The soup we can choose some pumpkin, some mushroom.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Then the main course we can choose the very heavy
meats
and shrimp and some fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So again, creating that balance in your diet.
Yes. Yes.
So unique in some ways to Chinese cuisine, but also similar in other ways to other cuisines around the world.
Yes.
Very interesting. This was very fascinating. Thank you so much, Chef, and thank you, Shoma. Thank you for being with us. I was talking to Chef James Chai, and Miss Ella Huang. Chef Chai is the executive chef at JW Marriott Hotel in Shanghai, China, and Ms. Huang is the Director of Marketing and Communication. Thank you both for visiting with us and sharing your insights. This has been definitely very interesting. I hope this also made our listeners become slightly more curious about food and Chinese cuisine, and eventually, hopefully, that might lead to becoming more aware for informed choices. Thank you to both of you and to our audience for listening in. Until next time, from All In Food Studios, this is Amit Sharma.